Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is good for us to be together as God's children as we continue our green and growing season after the Epiphany. It's good for us all to be together, all of us here, all of you who are at home watching on the live stream. It is good because someone just might need you to be here today. So thank you for being here. But we gather this morning to be in worship. So let us begin our worship. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our gathering song is 10,000 Reasons, and we sing together.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song.
God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first lesson this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at the 21st verse. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught, and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when He blows upon them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because He is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at the 16th verse. If I proclaim the gospel, and this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew and with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." Jesus answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This week, as we continue to sort of watch Jesus at the very beginning of his ministry, we wonder about those disciples who dropped everything. We wonder about the people who were cured, healed, given sight back or hearing. We wonder about those who have had demons cast out. We also wonder about the effect of Jesus' call on our lives. What does it mean for us to hear that call? What does it mean to follow Jesus? That's really something that we ponder not just today, but every single day. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus and a child of God? Does it mean that I understand everything in the Bible? I hope not, because I don't. Does it mean that I can cure diseases? I hope not, because I can't. Does it mean that I give of my life for the sake of others? It does. But what would you be doing? What would I be doing? See, that's the rub. What are we doing when we follow Jesus? Praying, reading scripture, worshiping, it includes that. Feeding, clothing, caring, helping. Yep, all of those are included as well. But looking at today's reading, we get a glimpse of what we can do, what we get to try to do. Lift one another up. When I am down, and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come, and my heart burdened me, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. It's the first verse from the song You Raise Me Up. It was one of my mom's all-time favorite contemporary songs. I mean, for her, contemporary sort of started in 1958 or something like that, you know. But she loved, especially the Josh Groban version of You Raise Me Up, right? But I also think that it describes for us all a little part of life and living. Because it begins in this verse with those moments when we are weak and burdened, weary, troubled, down and out. And then it recalls a moment when we are lifted up as on wings like eagles. Peter's mother-in-law was ill. I don't believe that she was deathly ill, but she was sick enough to be in bed doing what it is that she could to start feeling better. Cold, flu, chicken pox, bronchitis, all of those kinds of things. That kind of fatigue can hit us all. We all know that tired feeling that won't let you do what you want to do or won't let you do what you know you have to do. These are the worst kind of moments for my mom or my grandma. My mom never wanted to be stuck in her chair, tired and out of sorts, especially when her grandkids came. She wanted to feed us, talk with us, help us do something for us. And I think that describes Peter's mother-in-law also. Now, she was weary. She was ill. What she wanted to do was to cook and serve and help because that's where she found joy. And then Jesus comes. Jesus comes and he takes her by the hand and he lifts her up and he helps her do the things that bring her joy. Things that helps her to touch other lives in love. And that's what it means to follow Jesus. Now you don't have to be able to cure the common cold, the flu, or even the coronavirus. We are all called to lift each other up from the burdens that drag us down. This story shows us that spending time with people close to us, helping as we are able, is part of being a disciple. In fact, this is where we all of us begin, close to home, to those people that we know, and we begin with that. It is for us the appropriate moment to begin to follow Jesus, helping those around us, lifting each other up. Now that can mean bringing a smile to someone who is feeling down, listening to someone who feels unheard. It can mean helping do the dishes, vacuuming the rugs, cleaning your bedroom. Yeah, no, she's not even paying attention. All right. It can mean helping when someone is sick or when they are just feeling overwhelmed. It can mean being present with them or going out to shop for them. Jesus helps Peter's mother-in-law because he can. He lifts her up and cures her. But for us, lifting someone else up just might mean brightening their day and being a blessing from God. That's why I'm grateful that you're all here today. Later that evening, in this gospel story, the people of Capernaum brought their friends, their family, all the people that they knew who needed the presence of God's love. They brought all sorts of people, and Jesus lifted them up as well. He cured illness. He made lame people walk. He exorcised demons. However it is that they needed help, Jesus helped. He lifted the spirits and the lives of all the people that he could. For us, too, that is our calling. Now, we may not be able to cure illness or make lame people to walk, but we can raise funds for St. Jude's and collect food for a food pantry. We can volunteer time at Habitat for Humanity or at the thrift shop, helping people who need help. We can give of our talents, helping those who are recovering. We can reach beyond those we know to those we know need help. Jesus' call to follow includes all of this as well. But in today's gospel, Jesus also shows us another part of following. Taking time for prayer. Spending time recharging our batteries and allowing God's love to flow to us also. See, after that night of healing and helping, Jesus went out to a lonely place and he prayed. He spent some time in conversation with God, listening and meditating as well as talking with God. His disciples finally found him. They wondered what it was that he was doing and why he was all alone. And in that moment, Jesus taught them and he taught us that this kind of time is essential to our calling. And it is as essential as lifting one another up. See, the people around us need to discover, to feel, to know the love of God in their lives. And we are called to lift one another up, to raise each other up to more than we can be on our own. There are times, though, when we need to be alone with God. Prayer and scripture reading allow us moments when we can rediscover God's love for us and for all humanity. And taking that time is important because without spending time with God, we might begin thinking that we're the ones who are lifting people up. We forget that it is God who raises us up on wings like eagles. It is God who never grows weary, never grows weary from helping, nor grows weary from our misunderstanding. God is the goodness that we get to live for each other, and spending some time with God is essential. When we are down and weary, God comes to lift us up. Like Peter's mother-in-law and all of the others in Capernaum, Jesus sees our true need, takes us by the hand, and he lifts us up. And in that moment, Jesus is calling us all to follow. When someone is in the hospital, we can lift them up. When someone is struggling to make ends meet, we can lift them up. When someone has never heard of God's love, we can lift them up. That is following Jesus. You see, we get to be disciples of Jesus. Now, there might be many times when you don't feel up to that job, but we are always called to come and see. We are always called to follow me. That is, to follow Jesus into the world, bringing light and life. It doesn't have to be dramatic or fabulous. We are called to lift each other up, to set one another back on our feet so that together we can follow Jesus and love the world. Together, we get to love the world. We get to follow Jesus. And we get to say in thanksgiving to both Jesus and one another, you raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be. Amen. And now, let us remember and celebrate the moments of our baptism when Jesus raises us up to new life. Please rise as we join together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Guided by Christ made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the church, for ministries of healing and wholeness, for hospital, hospice, and military chaplains, for those serving in prison ministry, and for all who proclaim freedom and release in the name of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, for creation, for insects in the grass, clouds on the mountaintops, for cattle and the rainwater they drink, for the humility to take our place among all creatures of the earth, Lord, in your mercy, for the nations, for all who lead in cities and towns, states and countries, for community organizers, school officials and CEOs, for international health organizations that in times of trial, fear or hopelessness, they find freedom in service to those most in need. Lord, in your mercy, for all wearied by life's burdens, for those who are poor, for those lacking supportive relationships, for those crushed by debt, for those struggling with chronic pain or other sickness, for those exhausted from overwork or stress, and for all who cry out to you. We pray especially this morning for the family and friends of Tammy Jane. Lord, in your mercy, for this congregation, for outreach and social ministries centered here, for parish nurses and visitors, for ministries of companionship and support, for the young people in this place who open us to new understandings. Lord, in your mercy, in thanksgiving for the faithful departed, who were called by name and now rest from their labors, that their lives serve as witnesses to the goodness of God. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It's right.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In love, our Lord Jesus calls us, and in love, our Lord Jesus calls us to his table of grace. Come.
Table.
please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. And so together we pray, gracious God, in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table with food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Now send us forth to be your people in the world and to proclaim your truth this day and evermore. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Now it's cold outside this morning. Not just Ohio cold. This is Minnesota cold. All right? So please stay warm, stay dry, stay safe. As we go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
That's it.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
God, the everlasting.